Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Bank failures, more so than any other corporate collapse, directly undermines the stability and public confidence in the nation's financial system. As a result, preventing and mitigating bank failures is a major public policy concern and goes right to the core of the mission of the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, the FDIC. Through its various programs, the FDIC seeks to mitigate and limit the ripple effect bank failures have on the U.S. economy while maintaining the stability and public confidence in our national financial system. With us this morning to discuss his office's efforts in this area is our special guest, Mr. Mitchell Glassman, Director of the Division of Resolutions and Receiverships at the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. Good morning, Mitchell.
Good morning.
Also joining us in our conversation from IBM is Dennis Kayser, partner in IBM's Federal Civilian Programs. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Al.
Mitchell, we all see the FDIC moniker on the doors, teller windows, and ATM machines across the country, but perhaps you can set some context by starting with the history and the mission of the FDIC. Can you tell us when it was created and a bit about its mission today?
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation was organized and created in 1933. So we are having our 75th anniversary this year. Its function and its creation was based on maintaining stability and public confidence in the nation's financial system. And we do that really in three different ways. And that mission is still the same as it was back in 1933, is by insuring deposits in the institutions that are belong to the FDIC through our examination function, but also in managing receiverships.
So with that mission, can you tell us a bit about how the FDIC is organized? Perhaps tell us a little bit about the budget, number of employees, and how you're organized across the country?
The FDIC is not a very large organization, but it does have 4,500 employees. We're organized really in three major driver divisions. This is our supervision and consumer protection, our insurance and research, and the division that I'm over in resolutions and receiverships. We do have other divisions and offices that supply vital services, whether it's in information technology or administration, finance, legal, and we have a corporate university which provides the amount of our training that is necessary. We're located not only in Washington, but we also have six regional offices, but also we have 85 offices throughout the country where our examiners also reside. And our budget right now is approximately $1.1 billion.
Mitchell, now that you've provided us a sense of the larger organization, perhaps you can give us some more specifics